The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Good morning, everyone. Woman, behold your son. Disciple, behold your mother. In this instance, John represents the entire Christian people, the entire church of Christ. And so with these words that Christ utters while he's hanging on the cross, Mary becomes not just the mother of John, the beloved disciple, but our mother as well. Mary, the first Christian, the first follower of Christ, becomes our own mother. A mother who loves us immensely, a mother whom we can love in return. And the closer that we draw to Mary, the closer we draw to Christ himself. In Mary, we find a soft and tender heart, a heart set on fire for the love of Christ, a heart that has been pierced, bloodied, bruised, a heart that still loves despite the pain of loss, despite the fact that her son, even in this moment, was hanging on the cross in front of her very eyes. If you don't already have a devotion to Mary, I encourage you to take one up. It's not mandatory, but highly encouraged, not just by me, but by the entire church throughout the last 2,000 years. The church and the people of God have always seen in Mary a refuge of sinners. Someone that we can fly to when we don't think that we can approach Christ for whatever reason. A mother with a tender heart that is on fire for love of Jesus Christ. I know that for some of us, it can become very hard to approach Christ because we don't think we are deserving of his love, of his mercy, because we're such terrible sinners. And so if that's the case, whether you're here or you're at home watching, I encourage you to talk to Mary, to bring her into this conversation, because she has such a tender heart for sinners. She has such a love for you and I. And when we approach Mary, regardless of what it's about, we can remember back to the wedding at Cana, where it was not yet Christ's time to do any public miracles, and yet he did it anyways, because Mary asked him to. And so who better to go to with our intercessions, with our prayers, our requests in our time of need than Mary, the mother of God, the mother of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If she could in this life, 2,000 years ago, get Christ to do something that wasn't really necessarily in time yet, what do you think she can procure for us? If we don't think that we're worthy of mercy and love, Mary can help us get through that wound that is preventing us from coming to Christ. You know, there are people in this world who say that Catholics worship Mary. That's completely false. We don't. And it's impossible to love Mary any more than Jesus Christ did. Think about the love that you have for your own mother. Think about the love that a son, any son, has for his mother. We can't love Mary more than her own son, her own child. So don't be afraid if you're hesitant of a devotion, having a devotion to Mary, don't be afraid. It's the church has approved devotion. So if you want to pray the rosary, if you want to wear the brown scapular, those are good. It's a good thing to do. But again, not necessary, not a requirement. I do want to share one story, or one of my own devotions that I have. When I was younger especially, I would get nervous and I'd have all these anxieties and stuff that would prevent me from doing a lot of things. But when that happened, because I had a devotion to Mary, I would reach into my pocket and I would just hold my rosary. And I would imagine in that moment that it was Mary's hand that I was holding. And then she was leading me to Christ and giving, procuring for me the graces that I needed to get through that moment. She can do the same for you, for each of us. So I encourage you to find a devotion that works for you. Maybe it's not the rosary, maybe it's not the brown scapular, maybe it's just holding a rosary and imagining holding Mary's hand when times get tough. Could be any number of things. But the church, over the last 2,000 years, has loved Mary because we are the body of Christ. And so because we are the body of Christ, there's nothing that should stop us from loving our mother.